Okay, we're back here in segment two. We're going to start out with Jason's pick. Jason, what are you up to?
All right, so that is going to bring up me and my second team. I've got Jamaal Charles and Peyton Manning on this team. So I think I'm going to look for a number one wide receiver on this team. So I'll have a number one running back, number one quarterback, number one wide receiver. Looking at what's left on the board here, I think I would take Vincent Jackson at this point as my number one wide receiver.
Really?
Okay, I've got that as a bit of a reach also.
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, the other quarterbacks I have, or wide receivers I have ranked about there is Hakeem Nicks, Mike Wallace, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, all of those players, I think, are going to do a little bit worse than Vincent Jackson. I expect him to have a great year with Phillip Rivers.
Kind of side note here, aside from the draft, what do you guys think of Hakeem Nicks this year?
I was actually going to bring that up next because in looking at it right now, on the numbers, I have him ranked fourth out of wide receivers. I have him with 190 points this year. Mm-hmm. I'm not a believer in that. I think the Giants run the risk of being fourth in the NFC East. I think they're going to finish third.
Fourth? Really? Fourth?
Well, I see they run the risk.
There's Washington.
They run the risk.
No, they don't. They'll be third at worst.
Okay. All right. So third, but a third, a locked in third. I don't think they're going to be anywhere close to Dallas or to the dream team.
I can see that.
Yeah. So the point is that I just don't see them being very productive. I mean, Manning throws for a lot of yardage.
Yeah.
But he also throws a lot of interceptions.
Yes.
He's inconsistent. I think Hakeem Nicks is a great wide receiver.
Yeah.
But with Eli throwing him the ball, it's a little iffy for me.
Yeah.
So point is, I have him ranked as fourth. I don't really believe in it. I like to play the numbers. That's why I've got him there. Mm-hmm. But would I take Larry Fitzgerald right now over Hakeem Nicks? Absolutely. I'm a big Kevin Cobb believer.
Okay.
So,
fair enough.
But point is, my second team, right now I've already got a quarterback and a wide number one wide receiver. I really, really need a running back at this point, I feel. The pickings are getting slimmer and slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chicago's going to have a great year this year, so I'm going to go ahead and go with Matt Forte.
All right. That's interesting. Definitely a good running back. And, we're starting to get into that tier of running backs, I think, there. So
we are at the consensus pick now, aren't we?
Yep, this should be the consensus pick, I believe.
It is, yep.
All right, so on our consensus team, we have Andre Johnson and Michael Turner. So they need a quarterback.
I think we do need to pull the trigger on quarterback.
Yep.
And I think you go probably with Romo here.
Yeah, I would either say Romo or Roethlisberger. I would go with Romo.
I think Romo's probably the better pick.
I can believe in Romo. This is the seventh pick of the third round. So, you know, I mean, I think that I can believe in Romo for sure.
Okay, so we're going Tony Romo there.
Get this marked down real quick.
And then that'll bring up Brad, I believe, for your team three in round three.
And this is my very running back heavy team, already having Maurice Jones-Drew and Frank Gore. Might raise a couple eyebrows again here. Still don't have a quarterback, but the way I see the quarterbacks that are left, there's not really a big disparity between the numbers of those quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can get another one next round that won't be much better or much worse than one that I grab now with what's left. So what I'm going to do is try to grab an elite wide receiver with my team. So I'm going to go ahead and take Hakeem Nicks at this point.
Okay.
And I'm going to be very, very...
just hope he does good.
Yes.
All right, so that'll bring up my third team. I've got Ray Rice and Drew Brees on this team, but I'm looking at wide receivers, and I see a lot that are sort of, I've got them about the same, and I know that only, you know, after two more picks, I get another pick with this team. Yeah. So I'm going to go running back and just try to load up there. I see one more sort of number one running back here, and it's Steven Jackson, so I'm going to go there.
Jay's favorite.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
but
he's
going to
get some points, and he is the number one guy there.
I would agree with you here because there's a big fall off down to the next tier, I guess.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, honest Rob, I believe we were up to the last pick in the third round here.
Yes, yep. And since I get two picks in a row, I've already got a running back. I've already got Tom Brady. So right now, I'm probably looking receiver. Like I was just talking about, I'm a believer in Larry Fitzgerald this year. I think he's going to bounce back. I mean, he had an okay year, but I think he's going to bounce back. So I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald here.
Nice pick.
I do like that pick there.
And then
this is same team coming back beginning of the fourth round for
starting
you here.
Starting back to round four here. I'm actually going to, because in most leagues anyway, you're going to need multiple wide receivers. They tend to get injured. You know, you're going to need a lot of backups and things like that. I'm going to go wide receiver again here, and I'm between Mike Wallace and Miles Austin. I think I'm going to go with Mike Wallace here.
Man, I did not expect you to grab those two right there. I was expecting one of those two to fall to me.
Sometimes that's you've got to go out on a limb a little bit.
Absolutely. All right. So,
That's where the fruit is.
Wow. For my third team, again, I've got the two running backs and the quarterback there. So I am looking for a number one wide receiver. I think I've got to go Miles Austin at this point. You know, my other options are Reggie Wayne and Dwayne Bowe. You know what? I'm going to go Dwayne Bowe instead. I'm going to go Dwayne Bowe.
He's living on a prayer.
I am.
Alrighty, back to my first team. This team, more than some of my other ones, is evening out a little bit more. Michael Vick at quarterback, Peyton Hillis at running back, and I got Vincent Jackson as a wide receiver.
I have Vincent Jackson as a wide receiver.
I mean, I'm sorry, DeSean Jackson.
you're working on your team three here, Brad, so you've got a more Jones-Drew, Frank Gore, and Hakeem Nicks.
Okay. I don't know what I'm doing here. So now it is
keeping
time.
The game, Brad.
I think that's got to be quarterback time, right?
Yeah, it definitely has to be quarterback time at this point.
Unless you're going Stars and Scrubs.
I'm going to go maybe a little bit off what most people have him ranked. I'm actually going to go with Matt Ryan at this point. I think he's going to have a huge year.
I actually have Ryan next.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Matt Ryan as my quarterback.
I can't argue with that. I did have Roethlisberger ranked a little ahead of him, but, I mean, I think those two are neck and neck. So, yeah, that's a good pick.
Okay, back to the consensus pick here.
Okay.
We've got Andre Johnson, Michael Turner, and Tony Romo. So we're balanced right now. I think we just got to go with the best value.
Yeah. Who would we say is best available right now?
I would look at someone like a Noshon Marino probably right here.
Think so?
Miles Austin is also still on the board.
That's true.
I think you have to go with Miles Austin.
We could do, yeah.
Point. Especially with
Tony Romo. Yeah, I like that.
All right, let's do Austin. Right.
Got to take Austin off.
So Miles Austin. And then that brings us to Honest Rob's pick, I believe?
Right, yep.
Okay.
And on this team, I've got Aaron Rodgers, Calvin Johnson, and Matt Forte. Same deal. I'm just looking for the best value here because I'm pretty well balanced. Jay had mentioned last round about Marino. I think that you know, at this point, that he's definitely one of my top three running backs that are still left. But I'm kind of thinking actually more in along the lines of Reggie Wayne at this point. So I'm going to go with Reggie Wayne.
That's a good pick, too. All right, so now we are back to me on my team, too. I've got Jamal Charles, Peyton Manning, Vincent Jackson, again, balanced, just looking for some value here. And as I mentioned, I do think Noshon Marino is one of the best players on the board right now. I'm going to go for him. So there's that.
Okay. I'm going to shock you guys a little bit here, because that's what I do.
That is what you do. Especially with this team. This is your shock team, too, isn't it?
No, actually, every team pretty much is my shock team,
fair
except
enough.
For my first one. But on this team, I have Chris Johnson already. I have Phillip Rivers, and I have Jennings. So I kind of have all my pretty much my offense kind of set up around my real core players. I'm going to go out a little bit, which isn't much of a stretch if you look at the numbers. I'm going to take Antonio Gates with Rivers as my quarterback. That combination is deadly.
I like that.
A lot of touchdowns
there. I like
that. So I'm going to take Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates is sort of in a world all his own when it comes to tight ends. I break up all of my positions into tiers.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually there's multiple players in a tier. For tight ends, there's tier one is Antonio Gates, and that's it. There's no one else in that tier.
Yes, and I'm going to agree with that as well. I have Gates projected at 171 ahead of Dez Bryant, my next receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
I have Dallas Clark projected at 139. There's a huge, that's 30% disparity or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
So you get Gates or you move on and wait on your tight end
is basically
what it comes down to.
I think if you
pick.
Yeah, you grab Gates about the fourth round, that's a perfect place for him. If you don't grab a tight end here, I think you can wait till probably the sixth, seventh round for a tight end.
Exactly.
You know?
You reach for Gates or you wait, just like I was saying with the quarterbacks where... You know, I wasn't taking one when everyone else was because the disparity between them really drops down in the later rounds.
Yep.
Kind of going on what we were just talking about, the next tight ends and receivers up. I'm going to go with Dez Bryant here with my number one team. I don't have a receiver yet. I've got to get it on something.
Definitely. Okay, so now we're back to my number one team. I've got Adrian Peterson, Roddy White, Darren McFadden. At this point, I've got to jump on quarterback because the tier two guys are even starting to get a little thin here. And I think I'm going to reach a little bit here because I really like Ben Roethlisberger, but I'm a big believer in this year being Josh Freeman's year. So I think I'm going to grab Josh Freeman here.
Really?
Yeah.
You think this is the year where he becomes the guy,
the franchise
guy?
And I think he's got two very talented, very big, young wide receivers there to throw to.
Yeah.
And I think their defense is going to step it up this year to help him out. So I think Josh Freeman is going to have a great year.
All right, Brad, who's coming up for the dream team here?
All righty. This is what I'm going to do for this team. This is the one I have Michael Vick as my quarterback.
You do have your double pick coming up here, too.
Yes,
so.
And I have Peyton Hillis as a running back and DeSean Jackson as my wide receiver. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to try to get up another running back. At this point, what you're trying to do is look for upside and explosiveness.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is go with Ahmad Bradshaw because I think he's going to shoulder most of the load there in New York. So I'm going to go with Bradshaw for consistency's sake. And I feel like I have a pretty good number one, number two punch combo with my running backs. So now I have to move to wide receiver. And this is where things can get a little hairy. What I'm going to do is go with... I'm going to go with Jeremy Maclin because Vince is my quarterback.
I like that.
Vic is my quarterback. Sorry.
How are you guys feeling about his illness?
That does concern me a little bit. Basically, the website I'm looking at, who they have ranked above him is Mike Wallace. I've never been a huge Mike Wallace believer.
You mean Mike Williams?
Mike Wallace from Steelers.
Oh, okay. Wallace has been off the board for a while.
Oh.
Well. I took Wallace at the beginning of the fourth round.
Yeah. Either way, then he's the next best one. And I didn't believe in Wallace anyway. So, yeah, that to me seems like the next best pick. I heard yesterday that a source that's close to him, Maclin, was saying that it's not that serious. The media is kind of making it out more than what it is, and he's going to be back for the first game. So
at this point,
I got a draft based on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Especially with Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a good pick at this point.
Always try to get tandems if you can.
Oh, yeah. I like that, which is why my next pick here is going to be Mike Williams at wide receiver. I just picked up Josh Freeman for this team, and I've got two running backs and a wide receiver here. I'm just looking for value. I've got a group of about six or seven running backs here that I feel are going to be about the same. So I'm gonna reach for one of the last, I think, elite wide receivers there and grab Mike Williams.
Okay, great. My team won. I got Foster, Mendenhall, Schaub, Dez Bryant. I think I'm also going to go with probably things are starting to thin out a little bit on a lot of ends here.
Yeah.
But I think because I have two real good runners, I'm really vested in there. I'm going to pick up a wide receiver here also. Coming up on my list right now, I've got Brandon Lloyd, Brandon Marshall, Marcus Colson, Kenny Britt. I'm not really a big Brandon Lloyd believer. He's been in the league for a while. He had a big breakout year last year. I don't think it's happening this year. Same with Brandon Marshall. He's been in the league for a while. Mm-hmm. He's been very up and down as far as his problems with the law. So he may not even play every game.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to drop down to Marcus Colston here because I think he's a valuable.
It's funny how you talk about being up and down and then grab Marcus Colston.
But I think that Breeze is going to have a bounce back year.
That's
so,
true.
You know, I mean.
But, you know, Breeze is kind of notorious for spreading
the ball around. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But I agree. He's a great pick right here anyway.
I think that Colston is the best option given I've got Lloyd, Marshall, or Colston.
Yeah. I think you've explained yourself out of Lloyd and Brandon Marshall there, so yeah, might as well.
Also, who's throwing to Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
He has a good point there.
Yeah.
I believe we're on to my second team.
Yep.
And I have Chris Johnson on this team, Phillip Rivers at quarterback, Greg Jennings as my receiver, and I grab Gates as my tight end. So what I'm going to look to do is try to round off this offense a little bit. I'm going to grab a number two running back. I'm going to probably shock you guys a little bit because it's what I do. I'm going to go with Ryan Grant. I think he's going to have a really good season. I like his consistency. If you look back two seasons, what he did, you know, the guy screams consistency, and that's what I'm looking for at this point. So I'm going to go with Ryan Grant.
I actually really like him picked right there. I think a lot of projections have him a lot lower than that, but I kind of agree with him going right there. I think that's a good spot for him. So we're on to my number two team, right?
Your team two, yeah.
Okay. So I've got Jamaal Charles, Knowshon Moreno, Vincent Jackson, and Peyton Manning. What I'm looking for here is probably my number two wide receiver at this point. Let's see. Probably I think what I'm going to go for here is going to be Steve Johnson. I think he's going to have a really big year in Buffalo there because really, who else do you got in Buffalo? I don't see Fred Jackson having a great year. I think their offense sort of runs through Steve Johnson at this point. So,
and I can also tell you, too, that the player, even though we may not as fans really necessarily, as NFL fans, I should say, not necessarily Buffalo fans, but the players in Buffalo really believe in Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. He may not always be ranked as a top 15 guy even, but the players believe in him, and that I think that really helps a team.
And he's a talented guy. I mean, when he gets in there, he puts up points. He's not flashy, but he gets points.
I picked him up as my quarterback last year off the waiver wire, and I ended up starting him most weeks. You know, he can get it done, definitely.
Yep. So this brings us to my Honest Rob's team two, right?
My team two, okay. Yep. I got Rodgers, Johnson, Matt Forte, Reggie Wayne. I've already got two receivers. I've got to go running back here. I definitely want to get something in, you know, at this point. What I'm looking at here is D'Angelo Williams, Javid Best, Ryan Matthews, LeGarrette Blount. Not a big believer in Carolina. They may be the worst team in the league again this year. So I'm going to go with Javid Best because the Lions are going to bounce back here for sure.
I like that. Good pick.
And we are on to our consensus pick, are we not?
I believe so. We've got Andre Johnson, Michael Turner, Tony Romo, Miles Austin. I think we've got to go running back here.
Yeah. I would argue LeGarrette Blount.
That's what I was going to say, actually, yep.
What do you think, Honest Rob?
Certainly. I could go with Blount at this point.
I think LeGarrette Blount is going to have a really good year. I think he's in another one of those situations. He's a young guy, but I think he's sort of the running back there. I mean, what have they still got, like Cadillac Williams running around?
He's gone.
I
mean, Cadillac Williams is gone.
I mean, there's really no one else there, so I think he's sort of the guy. So I like that pick.
And those are situations that you look for. And he's a hard, hard runner. He will run you over and not apologize.
Or jump over you.
If he has to.
He's got the athleticism to do that as well.
All right, Brad, team three.
Woo-hoo. Pickens are getting slim. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit off. That's what I always do, though. I'm going to go Anquan Boldin here. I have a feeling that in Baltimore, he's going to be the guy. On this team, I already have Jones-Drew, Frank Gore. I'm set at running back. I have Hakeem Nicks as my elite receiver and Matt Ryan. I want to kind of round out that wide receiver, too. So I think he's going to shore up that position for me there.
So you went Anquan Boldin, huh?
Boldin.
All right. So that leads to my third team, I believe. And
right, yep.
I have Ray Rice and Steve Jackson, Drew Brees at quarterback, Dwayne Bowe at wide receiver. I'm probably looking wide receiver here. Let me see. So you grabbed Anquan Boldin. I believe I'm going to grab Santonio Holmes at this point.
I think that's a great pick here.
Yeah, definitely.
So that'll round out my number two running or wide receiver.
Okay. And with this team, just to kind of keep things balanced, I've got McCoy, Brady, Fitzgerald, and Wallace. They're, at this point, I'm at a huge disparity on running back because I've got to believe in McCoy. So I definitely feel like I need to get somebody just in case McCoy gets hurt or something like that. Not a believer in Carolina's game. We already talked about that, so that kind of leaves me with Ryan Matthews at this point.
I like that pick right there.
I don't, but that's because I'm not a huge Matthews fan.
I know you're not. I think he's a good talent, though. He averaged about 4.5 yards rushing last year when he could play.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, after 1 year, I'm not really ready to call him injury prone yet. If he has another season
right,
like that,
yeah,
you got to really watch
him.
Well,
you know, and at this point, too, it's slim pickings, and I think you get to a point at a lot of drafts between the round 6 and 10 where it's best of what's available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all you're saying. I'm not going to back up that he's the second coming there.
Yeah.
In San Diego, but you know it is what it is.
That and we're stopping here in our draft. That's our top five rounds, so we're stopping there. But Rob, Honest Rob, you would have another pick right after that, also.
Exactly.
So
yeah, and that's the thing. You kind of want to take, you know, I have a feeling that Matthews is the guy if he can stay healthy in San Diego. I think that they have other people there that are good, but he's the guy. If he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Like, Tolbert is good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Tolbert's a very good option.
I don't think they want him to be the guy.
Yeah.
You know, they want Matthews.
They want Matthews to be the guy. It's just, can he stay healthy?
Yep.
Tolbert's a good option, but really only if Matthews goes down.
Exactly.
You know,
Other than that, I don't think you're picking out Tolbert in the draft.
Yeah.
So, like we said, that's going to do it for us here. The first five rounds, we'll be back next week. We're going to go a little bit further. It's going to get a little hairy.
Yeah.
If it wasn't hairy enough for you already.
It's going to be tight end heavy.
Yes.
Because we've got one tight end off the board at this point, and every team needs one. So.
And I got more shockers for you, because that's just
how I roll. Of course you do.
So that's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance. I'm your host, Brad.
I'm Honest Rob.
And I'm Jason. Everybody, remember, you can email us. You can criticize us about our draft or email us your questions about yours. That's at the3pointstance@gmail.com. And that is the number 3, not the word 3. Everybody, remember to keep your fantasies on the field.